Light travels over the curved, silhouetted lines of a stylized apple and leaf. Apple Original Films. A golden animated image of the Brooklyn Bridge and cityscape unfolds like a pattern seen through a kaleidoscope and transforms into a sunburst around the logo. FilmNation Entertainment. Shifting symbols appear in mass, then pull away to reveal letters. Fifth season, a CJENM company. Shapes in a spectrum of colors revolve and form into overlapping rectangles that turn white, sitting next to the words, Fis Aaron, Screen Ireland. A countdown leader appears in the mouth of a growling panda. Bad panda. Likely story. Words appear. Apple Original Films presents. Fifth season and FilmNation Entertainment present. In association with Likely Story, Distressed Films, Screen Ireland. A Likely Story Distressed Films production. In association with Treasure Entertainment. A John Carney film. Light pulses over patrons sitting in a crowded club. Heads turn as two women holding hands run through the club to a dance floor. One of the women sports blonde highlights in her dark hair as they dance vigorously. At the bar, they interlock their arms and take shots. After downing another set of shots, they individually return to the dance floor. A mustached man taps the woman with blonde highlights on the arm as she dances. She rolls her eyes.
I'm Kev.
Flora.
I'll be riding you later.
No, you won't.
Flora dances with her friend. Now, Flora dances in front of a man sitting at the bar. As they chat, a woman sits beside the man. The woman shakes Flora's hand, leans against the man, and puts her arm on him. Flora spins, points at the couple, and dances away. Sitting at a nearby table with a beer, Kev grins and nods. Flora and Kev dance close together, gyrating their hips. Written and directed by John Carney, Flora wiggles and gazes up into Kev's eyes as her mouth hangs open. Colorful lights flash all around them. Later, Flora stirs in bed. She grimaces and looks over the edge of her comforter.
Good girl, Flora.
Morning.
Oh, fuck.
Told you. Do you go to shifters much, love, yeah?
Yeah. All my life. Great club.
Listen, will I whip us up something for breakfast? A little fry, maybe, you know? Where's the fridge?
There's nothing in it. Your son eats it all.
Does his son?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Don't know. Supposed to be in school. Could be anywhere.
I told you all about this last night. In the taxi. He said you were cool with that. Shut the door on the way out.
Now, Flora and a boy with dark brown hair sit with a police officer.
Have you committed any antisocial behaviour in the last few months of your life?
No way, Garth.
Have you received any stolen goods, to the best of your knowledge?
Absolutely not, Garth.
Have you stolen any goods?
Not that I got caught with.
Answer him properly, you fucking idiot.
Fuck. How'd you get the black eye?
Fine.
Did you never think of joining the boxing club, Max?
No. They only wanted me to clean up, mop spill off the floor. I'm not doing that.
That's how Rocky started. They have a new cycling group in Mount Vernon.
Don't have a bike.
He sold it for a second-hand laptop, so he could play video games.
That's not all I do, innit?
What?
Watch pornography on it, too.
Flora covers her face.
The juvenile liaison program is designed to keep young people out of the court system and so out of prison. And we all know what they do to pretty young lads like you in prison.
Max nods.
They only rape them, Max. We'll leave it there, so. But I'm warning you now, you're headed in that direction with a string of offences at the length of the arm. One more offence and you'll be behind bars. Flora, Find him something to do. Something to keep those light fingers occupied, yeah.
Later, in a well-furnished apartment, Flora sits at a piano, holding a baby with chocolate on its face. A blonde woman enters.
Yikes, look at you, you big chocolate head.
Oh, yeah, sorry, she found some in the kitchen.
No worries.
How was your workout?
Oh, amazing. How am I doing?
You look amazing.
Yay! Okay, Flora, you're free to go, thanks.
Right, here's your baby. Thanks so much, Ashlyn.
Oh!
See you, Sorka. See you Monday.
Flora hands Ashlyn her baby and heads toward the door.
Bye now!
Thanking you!
On her way out, Flora glances over her shoulder and snatches money from Ashling's purse. She hustles down the apartment's front steps and heads down the street. Flora slows, looking toward a dumpster being loaded with junk by a man wearing a bright shirt and a hard hat. She continues down the street, then stops and looks back toward the dumpster. Flora climbs into the dumpster, making her way to an acoustic guitar neck protruding from the junk heap. As she grabs hold of it, a puff of dust shakes loose. Later, she brings the guitar into a music shop.
How much to fix this guitar up?
A dark-haired young man behind the counter looks it over.
Let me see. Tighten the truss rod, set of strings, two new machine heads. €60?
Fuck off.
€18.
Do it.
Carrying the guitar in a case on her back, Flora ascends a gloomy apartment building staircase. She carefully positions the guitar on a chair at her kitchen table and ties a bow on it. Max walks in and freezes.
Hiya.
What's that?
It's a piano.
Whose is it?
Wait now, how many kids do I have? Well, let's see. One? It's yours.
Where'd you get it?
Who cares where it came from? It's a guitar, it makes music. You used to be dead into music. Happy birthday.
You fucking robbed it from one of the houses, didn't you?
No, I didn't rob it. Play it.
Don't want to play it.
Why not?
Since when am I a guitarist?
Since now!
Jeez, you didn't even buy it for me.
How do you know? Maybe I did.
Well, did you?
No. But why does that matter?
My whole life you never get me anything. Then you come home with this dusty piece of shit the day after my birthday and expect me to turn into Ed fucking Sheeran.
It's a gift, who cares?
I don't want it, it's a crock of fucking shit.
Oh, you ungrateful prick.
And you're a daft slag who never gave anyone anything.
Flora stands.
Don't talk to me like that, you little prick.
Cunt.
You came out of my cunt, you ungrateful little animal.
One day I'm gonna surprise you and smash into your fucking face.
He'll be behind bars before that.
Going away from you.
Go on. Go back to your dad.
Flora throws a glass at a cabinet, then struggles to stuff the guitar out a narrow window.
You forgot your fucking present.
Flora gives up and chucks the guitar across the room. Her chest heaves. Wearing earbuds, Flora walks along a sidewalk in a residential area as Max trails behind her wearing bulky headphones over a hat. Brightly colored letters form a title, Flora and Son. Flora bends to check her reflection in a side view mirror of a parked car and applies lipstick. They cross the street, and Flora waits as Max steps up to a door.
Hey there.
Give me a little man.
A bearded man with a neck tattoo hugs Max.
I'm in the Lamborghini.
He eyes her as Max heads inside.
Flora.
Ian.
Heard about the guitar episode. So you had a little Harry Styles on your hands, was it?
Who knows what he could be? I mean, look at the jeans.
It's not about the jeans. It's about dreams. I gave up my musical dreams for him and you. You're welcome.
Here we go.
You do know we were on the same building as Snow Patrol the night you and I met?
Of course I did. That's why I fucked you.
To think where I could be now, things had been different.
Mountjoy, Port Leash, Clover Hill. Pick a prison.
Very funny. Go on, you better go. They'll clamp your fucking broomstick.
Anyway, I might learn the guitar myself.
Ian stops, then turns back, sporting an open-mouthed smile.
Okay.
Could be you're not the only genius in this family.
Sorry, but you playing the guitar? That's just too funny.
Why?
Because it takes dedication, years of practice, sweat, commitment. It's not just an overnight transformation on some fucking reality TV show. It took 20 years to build up them calluses.
Are you really going to talk to me about commitment? Where is she? At a nail bar getting a manicure? Or at the surgery getting a Brazilian arse lift?
She doesn't need one, love.
You're disgusting.
He heads inside.
And don't just sit on the couch smoking weed and playing video games.
Flora starts off.
And her arse isn't that amazing! Just FYI!
A bright blue car parks, and a blonde woman wearing a bubblegum pink yoga outfit steps out.
Oh, hey! Flora!
Juanita!
Awkward.
Not for me. I've been there. You're welcome to him.
Thanks. See ya.
Hasta luego!
Flora turns to watch her go.
Fucking hell.
Flora sits with the woman from the club.
I can't go on like this. Okay, let's go.
No, I mean in life.
Oh.
This can't be my story. Living in a shoebox with a kid who hates me and his dad who doesn't see me. This can't be my narrative.
He rejected your Prezi, so what?
You didn't even buy it, in fairness, and you forgot his birthday.
Well, you are a great mother.
Am I? I watched those news stories about kids gone missing and police hunts. And I feel for those parents. But sometimes, I wouldn't mind that so much. I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to him, but sometimes, I'd love to come home and he just wasn't there.
Flora's friend eyes her with a frown.
Okay, I take it back. You're a fucking psycho. I gotta go.
She stands.
Seeing shifters later?
Have I ever said no to that question?
See, there's something to look forward to.
Flora's friend pushes a stroller away.
See you, Flora.
Later, Flora watches a music competition show. With a cigarette dangling from her lips and a glass of wine in her hand, Flora sits down on the couch. The judges stand and clap.
That smoky voice, that is one heck of a little vehicle you have there.
You are sparkling like the diamond we always knew you were.
Just watching you sell the emotion of the song is one of the most impressive things I've seen since I've been judging. Tremendous job.
Words appear on screen. Sign up now, AmericanIdol.com/auditions. Flora's eyes drift to the guitar. Now, holding the guitar, Flora tunes it and follows along with a tutorial video playing on her laptop.
The fuck?
She types guitar lessons in a browser and watches several tutorial videos.
Hello, chaps. Welcome once again.
If you are a beginner guitarist, there's a really high chance that you are making one of these five mistakes.
Then I had, you know, a period of time where I was just practicing that for just a whole weekend in my pajamas.
There's only one way to become a Jeff Beck, a Jimmy Page, let me tell you.
This is how you might imagine a typical guitar progress curve. Once you put in your 10,000 hours, you're officially a professional guitarist.
Hold on.
Three P's. Practice, 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 practice. So let's go with the four P's.
I'm going to teach you music theory in 10 minutes.
What up, YouTube?
Your boy ZR ready to teach you how to shred the gnar on guitar.
Hi again, Miss Allison here.
Now it's your turn.
What are you wearing?
A handsome bearded man appears in a video.
Well, let me tell you, you are about to embark on a relationship that will last you a lifetime. Joy and calm and peace. A guitar is a lot like a bicycle. You put a little bit into it and you get a hell of a lot out. This is just by way of an introduction to lessons with me. Let's all just sit here and think about that for a second, about the potential that's already there in the room with you right now. If you want to learn to play, Just hit that button there and sign up.
She smiles.
Bye.
A banner reads, Guitar with Jeff. Lessons with a professional guitar teacher.
$20 fucking.
She shuts the laptop. On another day, Flora walks to her apartment complex. She stops, staring at a group of young people filming a music video on the front steps. Two girls wearing midriff-bearing black tops, shades, and tiger-striped jackets dance on either side of a young man with tattoos covering his exposed torso. He lip-syncs. Smiling subtly, Flora walks by and taps Max as he watches nearby.
Come on, dinner time.
Max bobs his head to the beat and watches one of the girls dancing.
See you, Samantha.
She keeps her eyes on the tattooed man.
Looks brilliant.
Max heads inside. Flora and Max watch a video of a man in a wingsuit leaping off a mountain and gliding. Max grabs his phone.
Right, I'm going in.
So where? To that lot you were with today?
No, just off to Reese's house, then over to the precinct for a bit.
You're not going to do some base jumping off some buildings or something?
No, we don't have a GoPro anyway.
Because the last thing I want is the guards calling here telling me you've fallen off a tower block or something.
And you're dead. And gone.
Max nods and heads to the door.
Be back at 9.
For what?
Because I fucking say so.
I can't wait for the day I don't have to be here.
The only reason you're here is because your dad wants his days off. For his projects. Otherwise, you'd be with him 24-7, trust me.
If you don't want me here, why do I have to be back at 9?
Don't play mind games with me, get out.
Later, Jeff appears on Flora's laptop.
Hey, Flora, are you my 12 p.m.?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yep, sun's shining in Los Angeles. I can smell the eucalyptus on the breeze, so can't complain.
Yeah, lovely here in Dublin, too.
Is it evening there?
No, it's just permanently this grim.
So, you want to learn the guitar?
Is it easy?
Depends what you want to do with it. You want to just play for your own pleasure? You want to play for other people? You want to write songs on it or learn your favorite songs? What are you hoping to get out of this?
I look at women playing the guitar, the piano, and it's so sexy.
Wow. I guess that is why a lot of people take up an instrument.
Is that why you took it up?
No.
No, you look pretty good. And so you need it.
Okay.
So why'd you start then?
Well, let's focus on you. All right?
Good plan.
Okay. So let's sit it up there. I'll teach you some root chords. Start with G.
She grabs the guitar.
Ready?
Brilliant.
Okay.
So how many chords do you need to know before you can write a song?
It's not really about the number of chords. It's more how you use them.
Mm.
Like, here. Well, I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Falling in love just makes me blue. Well, the music plays on your display, it's hard for me to see. I had a beer and now I hear you calling out to me. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Okay, same song.
Mm-hmm.
Fall in love with you. So falling in love just makes me blue. Well, the music plays and you display your heart for me to see. I had a beer and now I hear you calling out for me. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you.
She smiles and shifts in her seat with her arms resting on the guitar.
Jesus.
Yeah, so the first version, it uses all the same
you know, paints and canvas and brushes, but the Sega version has got 20 years of life and heartache on display. You can see all the brush strokes, all that personality's in the same three chords, and you can know 1,000 chords. You'll never write something as beautiful as that.
Is that your problem?
I didn't know I had a problem.
You're teaching guitar online, love.
Right. You're Irish.
So do you know 1,000 chords?
What I'm saying is, we all know the same number of words, but we don't all write a Shakespeare sonnet.
I'm confused.
Good. What are your goals, besides being sexy?
Impress people.
Who?
Men.
Why?
Sex and company.
Yeah, but what else?
To make them like me.
Why don't they like you already?
I don't know.
Maybe they can't see your brushstrokes.
She smiles, softly.
Are you coming on to me?
Sorry?
So you're a songwriter too.
How you know that?
Google. Took about 6 seconds. Where do you live in LA?
I live in Topanga Canyon.
Oh, I heard of that. I bet you drive a pickup and work with horses.
I do not work with horses.
What's your star sign?
I don't know.
You don't know your own birthday?
Let's get back to the lesson, all right? Let me ask you. Do you consider yourself a big music person?
I mean, I was always very attracted to musicians. I married one. He was on the same bill as Snow Patrol once.
No, I'm asking, what are you doing here, Flora? If music's not really your thing.
I like the look of you.
Okay.
All the other teachers seem like real posers and wankers, you know, failed musicians, but you seem sort of real.
I am real.
You sort of calmed me down when I saw you for the first time. Your voice was all soothing, like a bath.
Right.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You might find it a little bit weird. Could you play that same song again, but this time with your shirt off?
She watches the screen and Jeff's face falls. He reaches forward and ends the video call. She looks away with a smile. During the day, Flora hustles downstairs and leaves her apartment complex. She rides a bus and later ascends the steps to Aisling's building. She wraps the door with a golden knocker. Aisling hurries out and hands Flora the baby. Aisling runs back inside. Later, Flora reads a message on her phone.
Dear Jeff, I'm sorry for messing around on our last lesson. Suffice to say that wine had been taken. I do intend to learn the guitar and take it seriously. Why? I don't know. I was always the one in class making fun of the teacher. Because someone had to. But I won't, if you'll keep teaching me. Sorry I objectified you. I can send you a picture of my amazing tits to balance things out again. If you'd like, Flora.
Flora lifts her shirt, exposing her bra, and snaps a photo as a toddler sits on a toilet nearby.
Right now, let's get that shite off your arse.
Flora unspools toilet paper and kneels.
Ready?
Now, she rides a bus. She pulls out her phone and reads a message. Tuesday, 8 p.m. your time. No wine. Flora smiles. At her kitchen table, Flora eats spaghetti while eyeing her phone as Max sits on the couch with his laptop.
What is that?
Shh.
What are you doing though? It's annoying.
Shut up. Fucking woman.
Max softly nods his head as he types.
Fuck.
He gets up.
Right, I'm going now.
Oh, good. I mean, where?
Just around.
You gonna be hanging out with that girl I seen you with? The one dressed up like a prostitute in your man's video?
Samantha? Don't know, she could be there.
What's she like?
Don't know. Don't really care. Right, back at 9.
R10!
Max steps back in and eyes her.
If you like.
He leaves. Jeff appears on Flora's laptop. Wearing a low-cut dress, Flora sets aside a wine glass.
Hiya. Can't believe you got back to me.
Well, you're a challenge. I like a challenge. Should we get started?
Let's rock.
All right. Flora, let's get to know you a bit better. What is your all-time favorite song?
I'm more into dance music. You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
Okay, we're gonna have a problem.
Why?
That's not an acceptable song.
It's catchy.
So was Cholera.
I don't know that one.
If you're gonna be learning to play songs, we're just gonna need to raise the bar a little bit.
Well, what have you written then?
I'm a teacher.
Exactly. So shut up criticizing Blunt. You do it.
Do what?
Write a song that reaches millions of people's hearts and makes them weep.
Making people cry is not an achievement. Bullies do it every day.
Let's hear one of your songs then.
Lyrics need to be more than just "you're beautiful" or some series of platitudes for lonely women trying to make them feel better about themselves. That's not a love song. That's a self-help group.
You don't know the first thing about women if you think that.
I know that grown-ups don't want to just be told how pretty they are, like some creep trying to pick them up at a bar.
Jesus Christ, it's just a bloody song.
No, it is never just a song. It is a 3.5-minute pause in time in which to do something wonderful, something touched by God.
Oh no, are you some sort of Christian evangelist, dude?
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, and I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do.
He sits across the table from her.
But I get along without you very well.
Flora gapes and stares at him.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
That's so unbelievable.
So simple, so direct, nothing about beauty.
You are a genius.
Jeff smiles and looks in her eyes.
So you really like it?
It's stunning. You've got to get that out there in the world.
You think that would sell as much as You're Beautiful?
Maybe not as much as that. I mean, I still like the other song too. Is that allowed?
No, that's Stockholm Syndrome. We're gonna de-brainwash you. By the time we're finished here, you're not gonna have time for these childish jingles and cliches.
I'm exhausted.
Well, we're just getting started. You wanna learn the chords to that song so you can play it?
Yeah.
All right, starts with C.
She lifts her guitar.
So your ring finger here on the fifth string. Right there at that dot, yep.
You have lovely long fingers. Mine are quite stubby.
Your fingers don't matter. Django Reinhardt was missing two fingers.
Oh, wow. I love him.
Uh-huh. So the middle finger there, then your pointer's way up here. Mm. Yep. Yep.
There.
There you go.
And there.
One up. Strum that. Yeah! Yeah!
Woo!
Feels good, right?
Yeah, baby.
Flora sips her wine.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. I love this.
You're a quick learner.
I knew I'd be good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. What else you got?
Well, next would be G and then F, but let's stick for a second on C.
Okay, let's.
You are now the proud owner of C, right? And you didn't own that 5 minutes ago. You're rich. You own something Elvis owned.
I'd rather have this plane.
Plus, it didn't cost you anything.
Well, $20 for this class, but I do know what you mean. Go on.
You own something new, and nobody can take it away from you. And this isn't just some must-have object. It's not a bag or a car or a phone. You ever see an ad for a guitar? Oh, it sells itself. This is a gift you can take to your grave, and you can use it whenever you want. And in the right context, it can speak directly to your heart in ways we don't even understand. More than thoughts, more than words, more than ideas. Just a chord
hanging there in the air. See?
She breaks into a smile. Now, Flora stops on a street corner and inspects a chalkboard sign that reads, Singer-songwriter, Knight. Sign up. Cash prize. Flora enters a pub as a young woman with wavy hair plays a ukulele on stage. Flora steps outside where a man sporting shades and a scruff beard smokes.
Can anyone sign up?
Sure, yeah. That's the idea. Just keeping the music local.
What's the cash prize?
80% of the door. It's usually about 50 punters.
How much ahead?
Fiver.
Jesus, that's pricey enough. Are they all that shit?
It's not about that. It's about keeping music alive in the neighborhood. That's all I'm about.
So who decides who wins?
I do. Barry Bourne, Vince promoter.
They shake hands.
I know who you are, Barry.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Jesus. How are you? Don't tell me. Fiona.
Flora.
I knew you were in the F's. Better go in. Good to see you again. In the daylight.
I bet she wins.
Barry snuffs out his cigarette with his shoe and heads back in. Flora trudges off. Now, Ian and Max watch a music video featuring Ian. It's a long
way. You look very young.
He was very young.
A woman emerges from a taxi.
How much do you think that cost to shoot that?
No clue.
$2,000 we got from a record label for it. We had a crane for every shot in this. Every shot.
Do you have a trailer?
No, but we had a fucking crane.
So did you go to America for that?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, we fucking shot it all around Rimini.
Why is there a cop in every shot?
Because it's America, you know?
There's that same cop again.
Just fucking pay attention, will you?
Flora passes a window.
There's Matt. See that?
Max shuts the laptop and heads outside. Ian frowns. Max passes Flora and Ian steps out, eyeing the guitar case on her back.
What's that?
She looks around.
What's what? Oh, it's just me guitar. I have a lesson later. I thought I'd do it in the park.
What's this all about, Flora?
What's what about?
This whole fucking musical thing. Anytime I try to get you to listen to new music, you just fucking tune out.
Yeah, my tutor says I have genuine appreciation of melody. Now.
What you listen to then? Apart from club music. Give me 5 bands. Go on.
Well, I like his songs anyway.
Oh, he's a songwriter too, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's brilliant, actually.
What's his name?
Jeff.
Ian nods, and Flora's gaze drifts around.
The guitar guy.
Sounds like some fucking clown who never made it, teaching guitar lessons online. That's the ultimate graveyard for failed musicians.
Are you a little bit jealous?
No, love, just concerned.
How's Juanita?
She's great.
You do know she's not Spanish, right?
Her nana's people were from Spain.
My people were from Norway. That doesn't make me a fucking Viking.
Ian looks at Max, waiting by the street, with his back turned.
Did she blow you like I did?
What? Shut up.
I'm serious. Does she?
You're nuts.
She doesn't blow you. Does she?
Yeah, she does. She has. Yeah.
She doesn't. I knew it. Her mouth's too small. Is she out? Well, I'll come up for a few minutes. We'll send Max off for an ice cream.
Don't be fucking mad.
I bet she doesn't let you come all down her neck and tits the way I did.
She gives Ian a look and walks to Max.
Come on, Max!
Flora and Max walk down the street together.
Are you getting rid of that guitar?
This? No, why?
A bicyclist turns down the street ahead of them and falls.
Wake up, will you?
Fuck off!
You stepped right in front of me. Will you watch where you're going?
You watch where you're going or I'll wrap that fucking lock around your neck!
The bicyclist wheels his bike away down the sidewalk as Flora and Max continue on.
What are you doing with it then?
It's just sitting there. Why do you want it? You can have it.
I don't. I don't like acoustic guitar music anyway.
What are you into then?
Ambient. Electronic.
I always loved dance music.
Like what?
Container. Sophie is amazing. Orbital back in the day.
Who the fuck are they?
Dance music. What are you into then?
Marconi Union. You know them?
No.
They're from Manchester, I think. Real trance music. Sounds like a computer made out steadily. I have some on my phone if you want to listen to them.
What now?
Whatever.
Right, you've got your key. There's waffles in the fridge. I'm heading out.
Bye.
I'll be back in an hour and a half.
I don't care.
Max enters the apartment building and Flora walks on, frowning. Now, Flora sits in a shady park with her laptop and guitar.
So, am I ready?
For what?
To write a female empowerment ballad and get my husband back.
Why did he leave?
Anger.
Why is he angry?
No, me. I'm angry. I almost killed a cyclist today with his own lock.
What are you angry about?
To know. I wake up angry. I'm angry at my son all the time. I thought this guitar lark might make him think I'm cool.
Hold on, you have a son?
I had him when I was very young. I was 17. Do you have kids?
I do. I actually had them kind of young too, so they're huge now. But they do think I'm cool.
Play me your song again.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. So that wasn't my song.
What? Whose is it?
It was written by Hoagie Carmichael.
Oh, love. Why'd you tell me it was your song?
Well, I didn't. You presumed. But then I let you. So, sorry.
Why?
Guess I wanted to see how it felt.
To what?
To have written a song like that in someone else's eyes. Yeah, stupid. I apologize. Let's get back to the lesson.
Why, what normally happens?
Oh, you want to hear one of my songs?
Yeah.
Jeff attaches a capo to his guitar and adjusts his fingers on the strings.
Get in my car, I'll drive you through the canyon. Breathe in Topanga for the day. And when we reach the ocean and we can't go further west, we'll keep on driving anyway.
Jeff appears, sitting on the grass across from her.
She's never boring. She's kind to me. And every morning, she's a mystery. Welcome to LA, where everything and nothing changes every single day. The sunshine on the darkness melts the morning haze away. I won't let the bright lights bring me down in this angel's town. Welcome to LA.
She eyes him.
It's lovely. You're really good at songs.
But
I want to hear it again.
Jeff nods and she grimaces.
Sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. If everybody were as honest as you, I wouldn't have had to waste a decade and a half of my life. We should, get back to the lesson.
Don't feel sorry for yourself.
No. I'm not. I mean, it's a humbling realization. You know, you sit down, want to play something for somebody, and they're ready. You're, like, receptive. And you watch as their eyes glaze over and, it's harder for them than it is for you. It's the smiling with the mouth, but not the eyes. That's how you know.
Know what?
That they're unchanged. Anyway, A, D, and E. 1, 4, 5.
Flora hefts her guitar, places her fingers on the strings, and lightly strums.
You know what? I'm gonna give you some homework tonight.
There's a song I want you to listen to.
I'll send you a link. Give it a listen. Play, come on.
She plays alone in the park. Later, Flora types on her phone, then sits at her kitchen table and clicks a link on her laptop. It opens a video of Joni Mitchell on stage. Flora smokes as she watches. She takes dirty dishes to the sink. Listening, she stands still. Flora returns to the laptop and sits down.
Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel as every fairy tale comes real. Oh, I've looked at love that way. But now, it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. No, don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love. Illusions I recall. Oh, I really don't know love.
Flora swallows heavily.
At all. Oh, I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. Oh, I really don't know life at all.
Tears run down her cheek as she stares at the laptop. She covers her mouth with one hand. Flora and her friend Kathy sip juice drinks as they ride an escalator in a mall.
Can I meet you? I mean, Sam. No, please. I'll just stand in the corner of the room. I'll be like a little mouse. That'd be so wrong. Is he good looking? Travis Greenwell.
It's not about that.
So he's a pig then?
He never says what you expect him to say. And he's sensitive. You can see in his eyes he's been hurt.
What are his songs like?
Not great.
Jesus. You fall in love with an ugly fella who lives 6,000 miles away.
Basically.
Flora strums her guitar on her couch. She walks through the park, listening to earbuds. Later, she sits on a bench with a guitar and writes in a notebook. Now, Max sits in the apartment with his laptop hooked up to speakers.
Fucking hell! Jesus Christ, it's like a club in here! Turn it down a second!
Jesus, that's loud!
Yeah, Kate lent me. Really powerful. I have to get them back tomorrow.
The neighbours will be complaining.
They're junkies. They'll be asking to turn it up.
Who's Keith?
He's a mate. A rapper. He lent me this for the night.
For what?
So I could mix this track.
Was that yours?
He nods.
You're joking me. How the fuck did you make that? It sounded epic.
GarageBand. Simple.
Explain.
Well, you get all your sounds from here, like instruments and all. Then you can get loops from here.
What are loops?
Drum patterns and stuff. I mean, you can make your own, but you need a proper sequencer for that.
And how do you control them? Like, how do you get that mad piano sound?
Well, you open the keyboard type and, you know, use the laptop case.
No way!
She taps the keys.
Sounds like a piano. Oh, shit.
Only trick, turn it off.
Jesus, it sounds very professional.
It is. That's what loads of people start on. It's shit doing it like this, though. You need a proper synth. Takes forever doing one note at a time. I've been at this for 3 hours today. I'm fucking starving.
Play it again.
Please just make me a cheese toasty.
Flora hits play and Max stops it.
Please.
After.
Flora holds her hand out and they groove to the beat.
Do you have a lyric?
5 days, but they're not finished yet.
Come on.
He lifts a notebook.
Come on, girl, you know how much I want you. Like a ghost, I'm going to haunt you. Meet me at my crib, bring your friends. Maybe we can drive a Mercedes Benz. We'll hang out poolside, have a drink, swimming against the tide, not gonna sink. Come on, girl, let's get in trouble. Shake and not stir the James Bond from Dublin.
What's it called?
Dublin 07, like James Bond, but Dublin.
Ah, you need a better title. Let me try something here.
I'm the Joker with the Glasgow smile, ready to die for you. I go in style, dressed from head to toe, in Italian, in the bed, I'm like a stallion. I'm the king of the MMA, like Conor McGregor, only not as gay. I live in the dream in a bed full of bitches, the mind is touched, I got the riches. And when they come and stitch me up, they better use Gucci stitches.
She smiles with wide eyes.
It's fucking class, isn't it?
Fucking hell, son. Is this what you've been doing on those headphones?
He shrugs.
Don't move.
Max watches Flora step away and make a call.
Come over here and hear what your son made.
Come on, Ian girl. Sits you at their kitchen table and looks at the laptop. Max stands in his room, watching through the cracked door. Smoking, Flora carries drinks on a tray as various people dance and chat in her apartment. Ian lightly sways and Max bobs his head. Ian grabs a beer. Smoking, Ian dances with Flora. Max sneaks a drag of a cigarette and a sip of a drink. Later, Ian, Flora, and Max sit on the couches after the party. Max sleeps, open-mouthed.
Can you fucking play or what?
I'm playing for you.
Go on, give us a tune on that guitar. Come on.
No.
It's not that big of a fucking deal. We just play one song.
Okay.
She sits up, shoots Ian a look, and grabs her guitar.
Ian, why are you doing this thing?
Come on, you'd be great.
I can play a song I wrote.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
Ian raises his brows and watches her position her fingers.
Her mother.
was from Blanchard Sound?
Yeah,
Blanchard Sound.
Yo!
Her father was from Crumley. Come on, Max!
Max stands and claps his hands beside his head. Daytime, Flora and Max walk through the mall. Max glances at a mannequin in a store window wearing a puffy black jacket and stops. Flora steps back to him.
Can I try that on?
Yeah.
He wears the jacket.
Can we get it?
Flora checks a tag and looks to a nearby employee.
What's it made of?
It's full of feathers. Goose feathers? From a golden goose?
Anyway, it's too big.
That's the look.
Yeah, for turtles.
Come on, let's go!
Max raises the hood and makes finger guns at his reflection. At the apartment...
Yeah, see that?
Yeah?
You're making progress. Your left hand's getting stronger.
Thank you. I've been thinking about your song.
Okay.
I think it's salvageable.
Good to know.
The problem is that you have a great opening verse, but the chorus isn't a lot better. Now, in my research, I find the choruses used to be the big deal in a song. You know, what everyone was waiting for. But nowadays, it's not like, here comes the chorus, everyone. You know, because unless you have a killer chorus, which you don't, it's an anticlimax.
So what you're saying is my verse is too good.
Wow, you are a glass half full kind of guy. I guess that's one way of looking at it. You play the first verse and sing it, and then play it again, and I'll hum what I mean. Ready?
What, now?
Yeah.
What about the lesson?
This is the lesson. Go.
Okay. So you want me to play... Get in my car, I'll drive you through the canyon. Breathe in Topanga for the day. And when we reach the ocean and we can't go further west, keep on driving anyway.
Jeff watches her.
La 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 la. Do you know what I mean? La 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 la. Up, up, up. La la. No, it's like, that's not it. La la. Like, la 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 la.
She shrugs and he softly nods.
And have a better lyric?
Okay, I'll get right on that.
No, I have a better lyric.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'll email them. You can take them or leave them.
I'll give them a shot. I'll try to fold them in. I can't promise it'll work.
Okay, whatever. Can I get 10%?
You can get 100%. I stopped trying to make money with my music. Tried that for years. Almost killed the thing I love.
This is fun.
Yeah. All right, Flora. See you next week.
Okay.
Jeff ends the call. Flora turns to Kathy, sitting in the corner with a glass of wine.
He's very cute.
Right?
Now, Flora and Max carry shopping bags to their apartment complex. Max stops to watch Samantha and the other girl dance with the young tattooed man, Keith, atop a white SUV. Max bobs his head. Flora walks back to stand beside Max. Flora grimaces and a camera guy stops a speaker. Max waves to Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
How are you, Matt? Why don't you ask her out for waffles?
Wait.
Max hurries away as Flora walks over.
Hiya, Samantha.
Jesus.
Are you Cheryl's daughter? Hiya, Flora.
Jesus, you've shot up.
Oh, stop lying. I'm taller than my mother now.
How's your ma?
Oh, she's grand. Talks about you all the time. The crack you've had.
Don't talk to me. Do you want to come up for a bit of dinner with me and Max? When you're up.
Ah, no, you're grand.
Come on. Come up for some garlic bread.
Ah, no thanks.
Right, okay. See ya.
See ya.
Flora walks off. At night, Max lies in bed, staring at his phone.
What are you doing right now?
You don't want to know.
Tell me what you feel about her.
Can't stop thinking of her.
Good. Obsession. You're obsessed.
I suppose.
I was obsessed. With your dad.
I don't care.
So go on.
She's totally out of me league.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. She gets off with Keith.
She thinks that Keith can offer her something. He's all glamorous and dangerous with the 1,000 euro jackets. She needs to know that once she's done with her gangster, he'll be there.
That's you, Dorette.
Hmm.
If we had an external microphone, the quality would be much better.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put reverb on?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
Max turns from the laptop to smile with Flora.
That's cool. Do better and I'll loop it.
An earbud dangles from Flora's ear as she strums her guitar.
Right, write these down.
Flora flips open a notebook.
So,
you ready?
Yeah.
And when you're done getting knocked down, and when you're done getting up again, and when you're down on the canvas, baby, all, come on.
When you're down on the canvas,
baby, I'll be the one that never counts your heart out. I'll be the one in your corner.
Oh, I like that boxing metaphor.
Max hunches at the laptop as Flora dances in the kitchen while eating.
Now send that to her.
What?
Well, that's the idea. Just to hear your passion. It'll knock her off her feet. Do you have your email?
Are you serious?
In fact, why stop there?
A light switches on over a boxing ring.
Right, lads, you have 20 minutes.
Max enters the ring wearing boxing gloves and a tank top. Flora records him lip-syncing on her phone. I'll be the
one who's waiting. Come on, sing it to her. And when you're done with your sing it to her. Sister. She's in the camera, in the lens. Think about that. Of your bedroom. Look at her. And when you're done with the street drugs. Get angry. You know what I mean? Think about Keith. The stolen car. That's it. Move your shoulders. And when you've run. That's it. Red lights. Move your face so you can express I'll be the yourself. One who would run through the night for get angry. Come I'll on. Be the ghost think in about
your
it.
What's that the point of your hand?
He jabs. Then he wears a fur coat and shades by the ocean.
Okay. I want you to think about her now. The college boys. I want you to think about her with Keith. When you think you know what the world is, darling. I'll be the how does that make you feel in here? I wanna
know everything about you. Wearing gold chains, he strikes a pose beside a parked SUV. The wind takes his hat and he runs to grab it. And when you don't
get knocked down. That's it. Now I like it. Now I'm happy.
Max goes to the driver's side door of the SUV. He jabs in the boxing ring. Flora and Max eat on a park bench together.
What about Flora and her son?
Flora and her son?
Mm-hmm.
What about Max and his ma?
Waves splash at Max, and he backs away. Max gets off the SUV's hood as the owner, a tall man in shades, emerges from a restaurant. Why? walks down the street and Max flashes his middle fingers.
Now send that to her.
As Max edits in the kitchen, Flora rushes in with her guitar and laptop.
Fuck, I need the room. I'm late for my lesson.
If I can't, I'm editing the video.
What about my lesson, Max?
I can't help you.
Flora looks around, then gently kicks open a set of doors leading outside. She runs a cable up a set of stairs leading to the roof. She sits on a small sofa with her guitar and video calls Jeff on her laptop.
I worked on that idea of yours for my song. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You got your lyrics, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Get in my car, I'll drive you through the canyon. Breathe in Topanga for the day. When we reach the ocean and we can't go further west, we'll keep on driving anyway. Now you go ahead.
I'll take you down to Dolly Mount, and we'll fuck behind the dunes. I'll kiss your mouth, all whiskey breath, and then I'll leave your heart in ruins.
Sing with me.
Maybe we should meet in the middle.
Jeff walks up the stairs behind her.
Maybe we could find a little city. No one knows. And if they just gave us a minute on our own, maybe we could call it home.
He sits and plays, facing her.
Forget the stars of Hollywood. A big old house is in Bel Air. I can introduce you to the angels of my city, but we'll find them anywhere.
I'll drag you around town by your ear, still ringing from the rain.
He grins.
I'll buy you chips and tea.
Maybe we should meet in the middle. Maybe we could find a little city. No one knows. And if we just gave us a minute on our own. A minute on our home. Maybe we could call it home.
Standing, they gaze at each other.
So now it just needs a killer bridge.
What's a bridge?
Bridge change for 8 bars after the second chorus.
Okay. Sounds amazing.
That's better, right?
Yeah, it actually works.
I really struggled with that song.
It's very intimate, isn't it? Singing together like that. It's a bit like, we just made love or something.
No, it's not like that.
In a way, though. I do feel a little bit naked right now. I think music is all about romance. I mean, look at A Star Is Born.
Not if I don't have to. How come the way things are never enough for you?
They never were. I was always pushing things, finding ways of getting outside myself.
Like how?
Like leaving school before everyone else. And then getting pregnant and Not getting an abortion when everyone was telling me to. I thought getting pregnant might make me feel different. I thought giving birth I'd be reborn. Then I was stoned during most of his childhood.
I was drunk for the birth of both my kids.
Like in a bar?
Like in the delivery room.
Oh, wow. That's hardcore. Bet your wife loved that.
Right? She's the one pushing a 9-pound human through her vagina, and I'm the one that's breaking. Never admitted that to anybody before. I was drunk the whole first 10 years of their lives.
What got you clean?
Well, having kids started it. And AA kept me off. And really just learning to put them first.
Flora walks across the roof and looks over the city.
Is that the dawn behind you?
Christ, it is. Is that the sunset behind you?
Uh-huh.
We've been up all night. So this is like, pillow talk.
No, you owe me for 6 hours.
I do not.
No, I like talking to you. I don't know why, because nothing you say makes any sense.
Jeff stands close. Behind her.
Is that all?
Nothing's ever enough for you, is it?
Are you saying you don't find me a teeny bit attractive when I'm singing that song with you?
You're my student.
So?
It's inappropriate.
Who's gonna counsel you? You already know one.
They face the horizon, and Jeff lightly shakes his head.
I don't think I could start something with somebody halfway across the planet through a screen. I just... my heart couldn't take it. I'm not 19. Life's lonely enough as it is.
Flora shifts her gaze and pushes her lips out.
I could get a plane.
They share a look.
So could I.
Well, then we'd miss each other. You're not coming here. It'd be like walking into a live soap opera. Plus, I want to see LA. This isn't all about you.
She ducks under Jeff's arm and returns to the laptop. He walks off.
I could play our song for some friends in the business.
10%?
Jeff regards her from the screen.
I had to pick you up at the airport.
You'd better.
I'll get yourself over here then.
He gently smiles and Flora shuts her laptop. She grabs her guitar. Daylight shines into Flora's bathroom as she steps in front of a mirror, sporting a white one-piece swimsuit with gray vertical stripes. She turns, inspecting her backside, then fluffs her hair. She strikes a pose and puffs out her lips. Later, Ian approaches Flora as she sits alone at an outdoor restaurant table with a glass of wine.
So. What's our partner? Couldn't wait until we swap him over.
Sit down, relax.
He sits, frowning at her.
Want a glass of wine?
Wine? Florida? At 10 o'clock in the morning? No.
Ian drinks deeply from a glass filled with beer. Froth clings to his mustache.
Few gargles during the day.
She eyes him.
How would you feel about looking after Max for a bit? While I sorta found myself?
We didn't know you were lost.
Yeah, well, I haven't left Dublin in, like, 10 years.
Where are you thinking of going? Cork? Galway?
Yeah. Or LA, or...
What? Could you pick somewhere further away?
Well, that's sort of the point.
Oh. Oh, I see. This is about the fucking guitar guy, is it? Jeff.
I don't even know if he lives in LA. This is about me.
Look, it doesn't matter. You can't be looking after Max. You couldn't have picked the worst fucking time.
Why?
Starting up a wedding band. The lads out at Indigo Void. Imagine this now, right? Me and the lads. All in tuxes, shades on.
Flora gazes off. Now, Kathy holds her daughter and pushes a stroller beside Flora.
The beach is down the road from his house.
I call him Daddy Rainbow.
And it's constantly sunny.
And he has a pool in his yard that he put in himself. Imagine Ian doing that.
He'd fucking drown.
Do you know it's been 12 years since I had a baby to them?
Lucky bitch. Can I come?
If things don't work out, that's fine. I just come home, right? But I get to say I did something brave for once in my life. Something about me.
Hasn't most of your life been a little bit about you?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm just saying, like, you've always followed your own thing.
Are you for me or against me?
Look, I'm totally into you going to LA to fuck this guy. Maybe get your song heard by a couple of friends of his. Totally into that story. Last time I checked, miners and frontline workers were brave.
Flora passes a cigarette.
Speaking of brave, would you look after Max for a bit?
Excuse me?
I've known him his whole life. He trusts you. Plus you have that spare room since your brother moved out. It's only for a month or so.
No, I can't.
I wouldn't ask just anyone.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
What do you mean by that?
I have a job. I live with my mum. I have Shania. Much and all as I love you, I can't be looking after your nutter son as well.
I've never asked you to do anything with Max.
Yeah, but I'm staying for if you needed me to.
That's not good enough. You never offered. Everyone says they care. Every bloke I've met is all, I have a kid, daddy, let's give it a go. We'll rise to the occasion. And then they fucking disappear. And all my so-called mates are like, God, you and Max are so cute, but then they're off to Spain on their holidays and they don't take kids at this resort. Or ask them to fucking do something for you and they're nowhere to be found. They never babysat. They never picked him up from school. They never asked me what I might want or what my needs are. Since I was 17 with the screaming child on me lap doing my head in, well, yous are all living your fucking lives. Now I want to live my life.
Should have thought about that 14 years ago, shouldn't you?
Do you think I wanted that child?
Well, they were all fucking like rabbits, so I don't know. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But you didn't get the boat to London, did you? That was your call. Now don't be asking other people to pick up the pieces.
Flora stares at Kathy as Kathy gently pushes Shania on a playground swing. A sign on a store reads, Music Maker. Max enters the store and sprints back out with a synthesizer under his arm. The shopkeeper, a burly man, chases him. The burly man grabs Max, rips the synthesizer out of his grasp, and holds Max tight as they both catch their breath. Flora lies on her couch.
Hello?
Flora, it's Garda Connolly here. We have Max again at the station. Can you come down?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Now, Max and Flora sit in the police station. The mustached officer enters with the files and sits down.
Right. So young Max here stole an expensive piece of studio equipment from a shop on Wicklow Street, causing the shop owner to give chase.
How expensive was it?
That's not the point. He's way past the number of thefts and charges where I can keep him out of court and very likely a correctional facility.
Are you joking me?
No.
Guard, there's got to be some way to fix this. You're all he's got.
No, I'm done with him. He's been robbing since he's been in short trousers. He's a waste of space. There's a time when you run out of road, and it's that time. Like I said, I've tried everything. And so have you, Flora. Good luck, kid.
He leaves. Max and Flora leave the station.
Fucking 400 euro synthesizer.
I told you I needed the right gear.
For what?
To re-record that song. It sounded rubbish.
Who are you, fucking Drake? It's just a bleeding song on your laptop. Did you not send her your video?
Yeah, I did. She hated it. She thought it was real creepy.
Well, fuck her then.
It's all your fault. Get me to stare into the camera all intense in me shorts like a weirdo. She doesn't want to see that.
Oh, what does she want to see then?
You wouldn't understand. I want to do it right.
Well, I'm sure she'll give you loads of attention when you're behind bars.
Women love criminals.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What movie are you in?
One without you in it. Anyway, what do you care? You'll be in LA with your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend. Anyway, how do you know about that?
We live in a fucking shoebox. I'll be grand with that. You know, just get out of my way, woman.
Gladly!
Flora watches him storm off. Later, she meets with Ian in his yard.
I've just come from his free legal aid lawyer. They say he's definitely gonna serve some time.
Little fucking bollocks. He's been given so many chances.
I know. Do you want to let on we're still together? We stand up in court. Judges like that.
Yeah. Flora, look. Those places get a bad rep, but they're not what they used to be. You know? They're more like a school now than a detention centre. They've got football pitches in them. Art shit. Wi-Fi. They're very fucking progressive, you know? It might be the best thing for him. Just having to man up, you know, look out for himself. Make friends, negotiate, people skills. He's just been sitting around on his hole doing nothing. But this would give us the time you're talking about. For your dreams and my various projects. We've been doing nothing but parenting him for the last 14 years. How's he going to have any respect for us if we're just waiting around on him all the time? He needs to know who I am. And he needs to know who you are, Flora. We'll see you in court on Tuesday.
Wearing a button-up shirt and a suit jacket, Flora leads Max past a gate toward the courthouse. They sit in the gallery as an official leads a woman away.
Can you see me? I don't think you fucking care. Would you hurry up, please? Thank you very fucking much for your time. Treat us like criminals. Follow us out. Would you mind? I tell you something, Champagne, come in here. Bobby.
Text him.
Yeah, twice. I'll text him again.
Pick up your phone, you fucking asshole. This is the one thing you need to be at, and you're sitting on your arse playing video games. I've been texting you all morning, you fucking asshole. Get over here.
Standing in a corridor, Flora lowers her phone from her ear and peeks back into the courtroom through a window. Through the window, she sees a young man sitting alone and another boy following an older man. She spots one boy in the gallery glance over his shoulder. Flora's eyes scan across the seating until they land on Max, sitting alone. Max puts his arm across the backrest and looks across the courtroom. A faraway look comes over Flora's face. Her eyelids twitch, and she slowly backs away from the window. Her lips part as she steps away. Max stares forward toward a judge. Flora sits down with him, and their eyes meet.
Max is an excellent student when he applies himself. There has been drug use with both his parents. His father is a musician, but the band split up and he's struggled ever since. His mother has been holding down various jobs as a mother's helper, commutes an hour a day. He excels in music.
I presume you're the defendant's mother.
Yes, Judge. His father was supposed to be here as well, but he couldn't get out of work.
He lives with you both?
Yes, we both live with him. At two houses. We both take care of him.
I asked where Max lived.
Yes, Judge. He lives with both of us. But at two houses, mine and me husband's.
Seems to me a couple of months in a strict supervision environment might teach you to respect the effort your parents have made. I'm going to impose an 8-week sentence on you, Mr. Mulvey, in a juvenile correctional facility and 1 year's probation. I hope you learn your lesson in there and that I won't be seeing you again in my courtroom.
I don't care.
Good man.
That's very harsh.
Flora stands.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Are you a mother?
Completely irrelevant.
Right.
But I believe if I weren't, I would have imposed a harsher sentence.
If the shop owner has his gear back, what's the point in sending him in there?
Madam.
I'll do whatever it takes to figure this out.
And what would that be?
I have 500 euros put away. I can give it to the shop owner. And if he's satisfied with that, then he might drop the charges. Otherwise, what's the point in sending him in there? Breaking up my family.
Max looks up.
Without him, I have nothing.
The owner isn't here, and this is a legal matter, not a financial one. Max has been on the liaison program for half his life. I'd be making a mockery of it if I didn't impose a custodial sentence. But in the light of your efforts, I'll reduce it. 4 weeks and a year's probation.
Flora and Max leave the courthouse. Max glances at his mother as they walk down the street.
You did brilliant.
No, we didn't.
I'll be growling now.
No, you won't.
I will now, Ma.
Flora stops and pulls Max into a hug. He returns the embrace and she pats his back.
Thanks, Ma.
Okay, son. You're okay.
Flora runs her fingers through his hair and strokes the back of his head. She gazes at him for a moment before continuing on down the street. Later, Flora sits on a park bench with Jeff on her laptop.
So, I'm not coming to visit you. When he gets out, I might come, but I'd have to bring him.
How annoying is he?
Very annoying.
Yeah. Well, shit, I'm not gonna be able to play my song.
Which song?
The song I wrote about you.
You wrote a song about me?
Yeah. It's about, you know, your soul, the time we've spent, who you are.
What's it called?
Crazy Irish Bitch. I haven't written a new song in a long time. I just didn't feel like I had much to write about in life, but I did, I guess, so thanks.
You're welcome. So I'm your muse.
Yeah. Although nowadays, you're supposed to be offended by that, right?
Fuck that, feels great. I want to hear it.
I'll record it for you.
Flora smiles. Gazing at her, Jeff takes a deep breath. Flora shuts her laptop and looks out across the park. The canopy of leaves above her shakes in the gentle breeze. Flora strides toward the courthouse and spots the judge walking to a parked car.
Hi, Judge. Do you have a second? I'm the mad one from court the other week.
I know who you are. What is it?
Would you just make one small change to your sentence? It's just a detail, but you could help make it happen.
What is it?
Would you let him bring his music stuff with him? The info pack says there's no personal items, but he has his headphones and a microphone. I think it would be very good for him to continue with his music, especially with all this time on his hands.
I don't see why I couldn't look into that.
Flora smiles. Flora and Max walk into the music maker store. They look at a large synthesizer as the shopkeeper watches.
That's the one you want?
Yeah, that's the one Keith has. It's class.
And that's a good microphone?
Yeah, it's very good for GarageBand and that. It's an all-around good mic.
Flora unfolds a wrinkly envelope and takes out several bills, laying them atop the microphone's box. The shopkeeper eyes Max.
Thanks very much.
Max winks as he leaves with Flora. Max gets out of a secure van with another boy and walks through a barred gate into the juvenile detention facility. A guard shuts the gate behind them. Inside, a guard roughly leads a boy past a bedroom as Max sits in bed. Max slips his headphones over his ears and nods his head. He works on his laptop with the synthesizer. At her apartment, Flora strums her guitar at her kitchen table. Max edits a track, and Flora writes lyrics in a notebook. Max writes in his own notebook, and Flora approaches Ian's home. Ian leans in the doorway as they talk. Max sits with a laptop at an outside bench. A boy taps him on the shoulder, then walks away as Max keeps working. He slots a USB drive into a desktop in a computer lab and uploads a file.
Here, Ma, check this out. It's just a rough vocal.
Sitting in her kitchen, Flora puts in earbuds and downloads the music file. She smokes looking upward as she listens. She types out an email and Jeff receives it on his laptop. Flora sips from a mug with a cartoon owl. Jeff smiles to himself as he listens to the track. Wearing headphones attached to his laptop, Jeff plays guitar. Listening, Max smiles. Jeff writes in a notebook at home. Max and other boys sit in a circle with a bearded man in a baseball cap.
Sorry, you're telling me that the day you did the very thing that you got locked up for was the best day of your life?
Yeah, hands down. Felt like I was on fire myself. Felt alive that day.
Well, the best day of my life is the day I get out of this kip.
Yeah, but that's in the future. I'm talking about up to now.
Well, I haven't had a good day, have I?
What about you, Max?
Best day of my life was the day I made a video of me, ma.
Oh, you made a video with your mother?
Yeah.
Well, can we see it?
No.
Oh. Right, but that's your day.
Yeah. That was a good day.
Max and several other boys emerge from the juvenile detention facility. Flora waits outside with other parents, smiling with her arms crossed. She hugs Max tightly, shuts her eyes, and pats his back. Then they walk away together. Now, Flora and Max ride a bus together, gazing out at the passing city streets. Later, Max and Samantha sit on a windowsill talking and laughing. Flora watches from the balcony outside her apartment and smiles softly. Samantha gets up and walks over to Keith as he talks to two other boys. Max hunches forward, bowing his head. Keith and Samantha dance as a boy films. She wiggles her behind at the camera. Flora watches Max sit alone. At night, Ian, Flora, and Max get out of a car parked in an alley. Ian opens the trunk and hands Flora her guitar. Ian and Max unload more equipment.
Okay, I'm gonna have to park this thing properly, so we'll see you inside, all right? Good luck.
Get up with us.
No, no. I'll be at the bar. I'll be at the bar. Look, no offense, but I'm actually a professional bass player, so I'm not gonna be playing some random amateur night.
Hey.
Thanks.
Da, you weren't at the court. You have to do this.
I don't even have my bass.
I packed it. It's in the backseat.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're not getting out of this one, Ian.
A young woman with long brown hair plays a ukulele at a mic with a band as patrons watch attentively. Under the strawberry moon. Barry steps up to the microphone.
Give it up for Hart. Amazing, isn't she? Long career ahead of her. Now, next up we have Flora and Son.
Is that the name of the band?
Flora and Son.
Max carries his synthesizer onto the stage and Ian shoulders his bass. Flora opens her laptop and turns it toward the audience.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff holds his guitar in front of a drummer. Max steps on stage wearing the puffy coat.
Are you not going to be roasting in the...
Sure, no.
We'll be gone.
Hiya. This is Jeff. He's in LA. Say hello, Jeff.
Hello, Dublin. Always wanted to say that.
And this is Ian on bass. And Max, my son, on keyboards. We wrote this song together. Jeff helped and Ian, sort of. We thought we'd try it live for you, if that's all right. Okay. I've never done this before. I've had diarrhea all week leading up to this.
Don't be nervous.
It's easy for you to say. This is a Dublin crowd. They'll savage me if I fuck it up. Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've been bruised and broken. I've been torn and fucking too. I've been working and running. Then I have to run home to you. And I'm not living in your life. And you're not living.
audience, and Ian plays bass.
Apology, but sometimes I hate you, reminding me of me.
Max lifts the mic.
Woman, guess we're cut from the same cloth. 14 years in the same block, 9 long months in your belly, down to the comb, and I still wasn't ready. 3 days late, I arrived at the party, smile on me face, you welcome me hearty. Back to the gaff and the liberties, christening party, up with the knees. Girl, we are cut from the same cloth. All you feel the same loss. I see your eyes in the mirror, saint, angel, devil, sinner. Still laughing at life with our fists up, still getting our tea down the chip shop, still tough, tongue sharp as a flick knife, still here, still living the high life.
Takes an empty glass from a table. People clap and dance along to the music.
And it's a fine line to feel alive, living a high life.
Patrons chat at the bar with beers in hand. An old bald man lights a cigarette and a boy sneaks a sip of beer. The old man steps out to smoke. Streets between sidewalks crowded with pedestrians.
And it's a fine line to feel alive.
Glowing lights stretch across the streets.
Living a high life. We're up on the high life.
Fade to black. Credits appear.
Hey. So, here's that song I was telling you about that I wanted to play for you when you got here. But I guess I'll play it now.
If I said purple, you'd say red, with your brown hair tumbling like an unmade bed. And we both died laughing at something I said, talking. There's so much broken that the words can't fix, and the dawn is breaking, but I just can't quit talking to you. I've seen a Jesus roller skating down Sunset. Watch the ballet of sprinklers in the rain. But I know I'd go crazy if I couldn't get to talk to you again. So if God takes me and leaves you here, I want no black limousines and no sad tears, 'cause I'll still be hanging around the atmosphere talking to you. And the words of music can come even near to talking.
This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events depicted in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Copyright 2023, Three Courts LLC, Rubicon Films Limited, all rights reserved. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media, voiced by Suki Jimenez.